Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Discussions in this show are for educational purposes only. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. United Planners and its representatives do not offer tax or legal advice.
Let's not forget the website. So important. CraigJamesFinancial.com. Info you need to know about. It also allows you to pre-register for the great webinars coming our way, as you did 9 o'clock yesterday morning with Let's Talk. That's right. It debuted. We'll recap that big day as far as all that occurred with the great Craig James Financial Service, including the great shredding event. We'll recap. The Dow yesterday lost 45 points, 37,763, a starting point. Also, futures getting off to a decent start. It's up about 87 or so as we speak, as we welcome in the great Craig Ferentino from Craig James Financial Services, located right in the heart of Melville off Broad Hollow Road. And a very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay. Yeah, we're doing well. A very good introduction, as usual. We have, Jay, it's been such a good day. And, every day this week, the stocks, we've talked, you said stock futures are rising. By the end of the day, they fall, Jay. I don't know what you did. I'm not kidding. I'm not blaming you. But it's just one of those things, really reversing gains from earlier in the morning when we first talked. We saw the futures rallying, and we're actually seeing the S&P 500 shed roughly 0.6%. And the NASDAQ, which is, your tech-heavy stocks, declined by over 1%. We're seeing NVIDIA starting to sell off. This rally has been very good. Some people may just be taking profits, here in the second quarter. At the beginning of the year, they told us 3, possibly 6 rate cuts for the year. And it looks like we're not getting over. Now, some analysts are saying we're not getting a rate cut until March of 2025, if then. So there you go. They've pushed that out quite a bit, Jay. It's amazing what you can talk yourself into a frenzy, It's one of those things. But we have that going through. Investors need to know to hang in there. This is a very important time as we get in the first weeks of the second quarter, as we're getting a lot of about 10%, I would say, of the Standard & Poor's 500 having reported earnings. And we're seeing S&P 500 earnings grow about 1% year over year in the first quarter. Or we don't know that with 10% towards that answer. We have another 90% to go. However, that's down from an estimated 3% growth rate at the end of March. So we're taking a look at the year-end expectations. We're hoping for earnings still to grow around 10%. So my overall, there's the day-to-day issues here, but my overall prognosis when someone asks me is that I think that we're in pretty good stead for 2024, with possibly a 10% return. I could be wrong. Let's see how the rest of the year plays out, but we're just past the first quarter, and we'll take a look at that. So, the S&P rally, you got to realize 20% in 2023, having been in deep mud for, 10 months out of the 12 months of the year. And we just saw that the last 2 months really brought something in for the Standard & Poor's 500 for 2023. So the other thing, so we're kind of off to a slow start. People are a little concerned about that. Listen, Jay, we had this great event yesterday. We had a shred event. We had people coming in. We had clients coming in. We had some of your listeners pop in as well, which is great. They came in. We had a party hero with some food in the office. And some people came in. All my staff, though, sadly, everybody was coming in. Every desk was filled talking to somebody. Not only just eating, but they just had questions about this or that, and then we were trying to get all the questions answered. It was kind of fun because really good event. The shred truck guys, they were awesome. You didn't have to bring it to the office. If they saw a car, if you were there and you started walking through the parking lot, with a bunch of peepers or a couple of bags in your hand, the guys literally jumped out of their truck and met you and actually took everything and shredded. By the time people came upstairs, they go, "Did you get things shredded?" "Oh yeah, no, the guys were great. They took it out of my car or whatever." So very, very well run event. The guy was there for 3 hours. Kudos to my chief of staff, Jenna Hudson, and all the great people. Portia Randall, also doing a great job. Alexa Galfano from my office. Some super, super people, the clients. And of course, Megan Muccio is in. She brought her daughter in, which was a lot of fun. So it was sort of like one of those really fun family events and people hanging out. I'm like, at some point, I'm like, okay, we're going to get back to work. You know, Jen's like, okay, everybody, you know. But they were still relaxed.
Hello, it's still tax season.
Yeah, we had retired law enforcement. We had some great people, a correction officer or two. We had some really super people, a couple of nurses, a couple of teachers. It was just a great event. So I just wanted to we'll give your audience another tickle when we're doing that again. But that's absolutely was a lot of fun. We're going to do a Let's Talk today at 12 to 12:15, 15 minutes, we'll be talking about the expiration of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, also known as the Trump Tax Cuts, the signature legislation of the Trump administration, which stimulated the economy, lowered the middle class taxes so they could do a lot more with it. No need to hire people at lower wages than you. It just gave everybody more money in their pockets. The real rate of salaries grew. I mean, the rate of salaries grew over inflation first time in like 40 years. So we're going to talk about that, and it expires at the end of 2025. What that means to you, it's a 15-minute. I just throw up a chart or two. We talk, I take questions from the audience on how this could affect you. Also, next week we'll be talking on our taxes and retirement. Excellent story as well. So we'll talk more about that next week, Jay. But that's what I have. To get to our website, to get to any of these things, just go to CraigJamesFinancial.com. That's CraigJamesFinancial.com. Go to events, and you'll see that right there. And if you have any questions personally, you can't make something, even if you want us to say, hey, could you record it and send it to me? I'm busy at that time. Please just let me know, and we'll be more than happy to send that off to you. Just go to our calendar event on our website, Craig James Financial, and you'll be fine.
You know, I have so many people during the course of, it could be any day, really, when they ask me, what does he think? What does he think? What should we do? What should we do? You know, meaning on Wall Street and the numbers and whatnot. And, it's interesting. The one thing you've always taught me, and I convey that message. You know, first off, we had an excellent quarter one, Q1. Excellent numbers. And we're stubbing our toe a little bit here as we enter Q2. But, you've always said, stay the course because, we are up significantly if you think about it. I mean, listen, yeah, we were an earshot of hitting 40,000 on the market. But we're still in good shape. As you've always said, 37.7 is nothing to sneeze at. And I kind of like your prediction in general. So, a lot of people always ask me as far as what you're thinking and whatnot, and I always kind of convey the message of what you've instilled in me is, don't be scared, don't be frightened. It'll get back to where it will be, and that's something that one has to kind of keep in mind. Maybe not set in stone, but that's kind of what you've been saying, though.
Yeah, well, we got through COVID. I don't have the same confidence I was getting through COVID. That was amazing. I knew that we would be fine. There was light at the end of the tunnel, Jay, you and I. We've been around a long time, so you're right. Excellent point, Jay. I truly appreciate your comments. And, of course, I always get your sage wisdom on all the other aspects of my life, including the political experience,
Still more to come on that front, that's for sure.
Can't wait, Jay.
Yep. Craig Ferrantino, don't forget. 15 minutes at lunchtime, 12 to 12:15 today. How do you take part? You go on the website, CraigJamesFinancial.com, and register, and you're set. You're golden. Glad everything turned out well yesterday. Wish I could have joined you there. One of these days I will for the next big one. But with that being said, we look forward to having you on a Friday show.
Absolutely, Jay. All right, take care, my friend. Have a good day.